within myself, if you have benefited from the special things that I told you in the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I doubt seriously whether or not that some of the things that I told you in the special lesson you have heard before.
That's right.
But sometimes you don't perceive. Now, I want to tell you something else. Possibilities are you don't perceive. You know, when Yahweh Lord spoke to Moses at the burning bush, he told him to go back down and eat. He said, what are you going to do to Pharaoh? He was going to hide in his heart. The Apostle Paul looked at that and he said, now God hardens the man's heart, who then has resisted his will.
Right.
But don't you know that the potter has the power to make one vessel an honor and another a dishonor? What if Yahweh, willing to show his power, poured out his wrath on the vessel fitted to destruction? Now listen, inasmuch so as you have heard the truth, and it's been told to you without reservation, and then you will not pay any attention to it, you will not obey it, then you are paying it.
Okay?
It's true. In other words, see, Moses went down there and told him what Yahweh said. He just sent the car in his heart. Just couldn't let go. Now, after telling you all of these things, he realizing the wrath of God. Now, I have heard this thing. Well, if when he revealed from heaven, Yahshua died. And the consternation says, well, it won't be before the short moment, before it'll just all be all over. That is the punishment before disobedience. And some have walked around and took these pills, of course, not probably not the first time, you see, and have had an effect on their nervous system. And it's brought about hallucination, you see, and distortion of comprehension, see. Now we try to tell you about all of them things, just like Art Linkletter's daughter. Just walked right on out a window, way up fast, just walked right out of window and killed that man. Now when you hear the truth, and you don't take heed to it, see, then you are doing the same thing. You are denying. And you come back from time to time. And you hear it repeated over and over and over. You see? And then you don't take heed to it. For it to become effective in your life.
Right. Right.
Now listen to what I'm saying to you, because I'm trying to wind this up short. I don't want you to hear tonight. Let you go on home. But I want you to take these things home. Now when Adam sinned, that's it. See, then there was condemnation all over the whole entire earth. The heavens itself was not pure and clean in his sight. The earth brought forth thorns and thistles. Now are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, he is going to create a new heaven and a new earth, even if Jehovah's Witness does say that he's not. Now look, is there anybody that says that when he said he was going to create a new heaven and a new earth, and anybody say that he is not? You see what I mean? See, they don't know that he created this.
That's right.
Now here's why I said that. Everything temporal when everything matters. You have been taught ever since you've been in this group to take the natural things to see the spirit. Now this is not it in reality that you see. It is that those things that are temporal, you understand, shall be dissolved, you understand, and he will create. He's not lying. He will create a new heaven and a new earth. You yourself say, as the skeptics, those that try to keep some account of the masses of people on the face of the earth. The approximate population of the earth now is 3,551,000,000. And it's a million increase for a week. And they're talking about the population exploding. Are you still following me now? Talking about population exploding. Not enough room on the earth. And therefore they're trying first to explode. Just like they don't want to try something down here either. But they ain't doing a thing different season. Now look, and listen, you read in your paper. Now, the wise, see, all every which way, all over the country, and all over the world, is being contaminated and polluted. See? Now, why isn't even height fit to drink? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now here, everybody, don't make no difference what color you are, you have to drink water. Don't make no difference what color you are, you have to breathe the smoke. See? Now there's the water contaminated, there's the atmosphere contaminated, you understand? And it affects everybody. Every which way, on the face of the earth, and then in the meantime, you see, just not wise enough to see that you have come right down to the end,
all
right, where there must be some change. Somebody's got to make some kind of a change.
Right.
In other words, there's got to be a change made. Now, God, where God ain't going to do it, then the politicians or somebody's got to do it.
All right.
You see, not that anybody has
that ought to be qualified to go home and sit down and rock in the rocking chair. You understand? You don't see me. But I am down here on your house.
That's right.
I cannot stay at home.
Okay.
That's right. You're right on the brinks of eternity. Let me see if I can say something to you like this. Adam lived 930 years, and he died 70 years short of 1,000 years, which is a day with the Lord. Now, can't you see, aren't you wise enough? Can't you count to 10 at least? Now, this is 1970. See? You only got 30 more years.
You see what I mean?
Now, that's just taking it by the civil year. You see what I mean? You only got 30 more years to reach AD 2000. And that would be 6,000.
Right.
AM. AM. What a year of the world. You see what I mean? Now, Adam lived 930 years, he cut off 70 years short of a day. Now, here you are alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's tolerated. You're a fool. And you still have the same old excuses.
Right.
Adam said back then, in the garden, we thought that he learned some kind of a lesson. He said to Yahweh, that woman you gave me. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that someone with that woman you gave me. Yeah. And this is my wife. And she comes back and says, well, it wasn't my husband.
Right.
No, it's 6,000 years, man, right? No sense here.
Right.
That's right. I'm down here on your account.
Amen.
That's right. I have never charged nobody no salary for transferring to me. I'm under no obligation to stand up here and lie to you about nothing.
Right.
No kind of word.
All right.
I don't have to. I'm not a beneficiary of lies by just being on payroll.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I still appear. And Dr. Rosen down here spoke to tell you, and also the secretary back there, they'll tell you that we have better than our file of men have threatened my life. And I'll have them beat up for it.
Right.
By the black mother. At 906 Hopkins Street, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Right.
Now you can't tell me nothing about no devil.
Right.
And the Roman Catholic said, set up intermission, called him spy.
Mm-hmm.
And went out and said, you understand? Hope down the 23rd was endorsed by Yahweh. But God said, tolerate you.
Talk about me.
See? Well, now, if that be the case, you tell me how on page 133 an hour book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Henry C. now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You understand? How could I write in 1961?
Mm-hmm.
See, if God was endorsing him,
right.
You understand, he'd just tolerate me.
Right.
See, how could I write in 1961 that that man had died before June the 6th, 1963?
Right.
How could I write that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the case was right about it, and you want to talk about it in terms of Pope John and Henry C., I took Pope John off the throne.
Right.
Well, folks, I tell you, it's time we're waking up. See, I'm trying my best. I have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
As Paul said to the Christians,
mm-hmm.
I deliver it unto you.
Mm-hmm.
That which Yahweh has given unto me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
That's right. I delivered. That's right. I told you to repeat it.
Right.
And we've done everything.
Right.
We can do it. We call him come and bring a friend.
Right.
Come and bring it in.
You understand?
And all. And try to show you how close.
Right.
Yeah. Now look. If Yahweh is not going to create a new heaven and a new earth, see, if he's not going to do that, and if you're bragging about the population exploding as of now, see, and you say you're saying he's going to resurrect these people that tend to bury down to the eagle. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You following me now?
Yeah.
You're going to raise them up out of the grave, what you call the resurrection. Well, how's he gonna go? When you are saying, and you're having a room for people to go
out here. Do you see how I am? Do you understand?
Yes. Now, listen, folks, let me tell you something. Now, it is going to create a new heaven and a new earth, just like he said he was going to do. And let me tell you something about that new heaven and that new earth, and in just a minute or two, and try to tell you in such a way you can understand. You have a sun, moon, and stars. Is that right?
Right.
And you got the planets up. Is that almost right?
Right.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
You can look out and see that. Now, I just said that it's going to roll up that
scroll. Right.
Look, now that's the way they come in.
Right.
See, that's the way they're going to go back up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I'm going to say here. And of that sun that you see in the sky, and of that moon that you see, and of those stars that you see, you understand? You will see the real sun.
All right.
And there will be no need of the light of this sun.
All right.
See? And these stars that you see out here, they are symbolic of some angels. You will see the real stars.
All right. Okay.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Right. And you won't have no need of these temple things.
All right.
Because they're just shadows and reflections. Just like the law contained in the ordinance, the reflection.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
John, on the outside of the slipper settlement, I saw a new temple and a new church. For the person, and the person was asked for what? Is that right?
Right.
And I said, I'm going to go to heaven. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with me. Or the tabernacle. See, this is a perfect tabernacle. The tabernacle of Trinity. Getting called for your body. God has to told you about it. And I'm going to give you a person. Now look, folks. Let me tell you this now. You step around. You say, well, I've got this one that's been cramped in my stomach. Something is hurting me of your nervous system. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't stand that. You see what I mean? It's just bare down. You can sort of become unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
See? Now, here's what I'm trying to say. If it's that way in your physical body, and you walking around here now, see, don't you see, you can't bear the pain of destruction and eternal degradation. Don't you see that? Aren't you wise enough to see that? You want some relief. You see, from the pain and the misery. Now, somebody will say this. Yes, but well, I'm sick. I haven't gone through the doctor. I think I've got this, I've got that, and I've got this. Say, listen, there's something wrong with everybody in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You understand? And I tell you what's wrong with you. You got a moral body. Now that's wrong with you. You understand? And then sometimes it's going to be done so quick and instantaneously, see? And it gets all over you, won't be having nothing to worry about. But you see, a lot of times you get your pain. Whoa. Like for the 5 to 12 kids. You understand? And they had to give him yes, sir. In order to ease that pain. In fact,
They gave me something outside.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fact that was. That is
good.
And they just really looked so bad. Yes, good.
And
then
imagine
the doctor's had to do it. There's no way out of the suffering that man went through it. They wouldn't even let newspaper man in, and nobody else in. They didn't even want no pictures taken of him. You see? That's right. And that's all the mercy you have.
Very nice.
And
George,
folks, there'll be grief.
There will be grief.
There will be grief. Okay. There will be some. Now, you're talking about you crying when your mother passed, or your father passed, or some of your son, or your daughter passed. You understand? And people want to climb in the casket or in the coffin with them now. You understand? Get hand tickets, you understand? And just all through all the people, and you talk about sweetness and ways and matching the state. You haven't seen nothing yet.
Okay.
No, wait till you see what you've missed.
Mm-hmm, right, right.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wait till you see. And that goes for people that's got money too.
Right.
It goes for poor people. It goes for all nations. You understand? So now, children, straighten up. All right. Be honest first with your own self. And then with God.
All right.
Now, this little piece of paper here. Yes, correct. That
he was talking about.
Doctor
had
the message here. I can't keep the
world
up. I
can't
do it.
No, I won't read it. Pope Paul VI, in an apparent warning to rebellious Roman Catholics, said excommunication and other forms of condemnation had not gone out of style in the church. He spoke to members of the sacred Roman Rota, Supreme Tribunal in marriage cases. Now, this, now get what I want to say. Now, he keeps talking about excommunication out of the church. Now, what we have been telling you about is Yahweh's blocking out the book. See? You see, that means that he can't put nobody in nowhere. He can't take nobody out of nowhere. Now, that's the truth about me. You see what I mean? Don't you understand? You ought to be happy.
Just God has somebody come along with him. That's right. Before you have that. That's right. And told you to do the same thing. You understand? And the God has an angel with six angels. Mine, through the midst of heaven, the 17th and 18th of the list of our name. Christ, the Bible, the Bible, it's called, come out of her, my feet. That you be not partaker of her sins, and receive of her flesh. You see what I mean? Now that night, down here in Egypt, you see, when that death angel passed over, Pharaoh's own son, you see, both man and beast, and there was weeping, there was rage, there was madness. Now, somebody says, well, I don't know where that went. Would you look at the 7th chapter of Matthew in the 22nd verse? Look at it. Now, look, I told you, I don't want you to see this. But I just want you to know this. That these things that we're telling you about is not practical. For you that they're doing, I said, he's just from deceiving you with. Now, there is Messiah talking about this fashion. 22nd verse.
Men, 550 men in that day. Many will say unto me in that day, when he's revealed, you understand? Many will say unto me, many shall prophesy and many shall be deceived. Is that right? Right. Then many shall say unto me,
in that day. What? Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied?
Lord, Lord,
have we not prophesied? You see? See? Haven't we did that?
All right, read on. And in thy name have cast out
devils. And in thy name, in the devil itself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about casting out devils.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
And in thy name we cast out devils.
All right,
really?
In thy name, done
me. In thy name, don't you see, we baptized me. You
understand?
Yes.
And in thy name we say, take the communion. And in thy name we want thee.
Yes.
All these things have been done away with. It's a natural thing.
Right.
Just like that natural son up there in the sky. Like his natural star. Let it be done away with.
Right.
Just like every one of these natural ordinances are kind of done away with.
Right.
And not yet up in thy name. You understand? In thy name.
Right.
See, haven't we done all these? In thy name, haven't we done many wonderful things? We've added to the church. We've got this great number going. Yeah, ain't that right? We've done it all in your name. We went to Mass and we confessed in your name. And we did all these wonderful things in your name. Ain't that right? I tell you, even down to the bag of physical arms. Ain't that right? And pronounced it a holy war and murdered in your name. See, thinking you're doing him service. You understand? And then what?
And then what I profess unto thee.
See, you can't see the spirit of faith. And said, then I profess unto thee.
I never knew you.
I never knew you.
Depart from me.
Depart from me.
Ye that work in you.
See, that work in you. See, it's an everlasting fire. You sink or into the lake. This is a serious fire. And it's just not a wind and fry and Sunday night thing.
Right, that's right.
It's every day. Every hour. You understand? I seen Sister Mary getting after the kids today about not coming home straight home from school. You see? And she got kind of rough back then. And I had to kind of go in there and yank off. You see? Well, now, every time you turn your TV set, you find somebody done kidnapped some girl and raped out trying to go off someplace, ain't that right? Fine. So, yes.
Go ahead.
They lost a bunch of them, and they was telling you about it on TV. Then watch the children and see if they brought home any of it. It was taken away from them. You see? And just millions of pounds of that stuff. Just floating all over. You understand what I'm talking about? You take some of that stuff, get in the car, and you think you're going 20 miles an hour and driving 80. You know, if you're driving 80, you think you're going 20. Oh, it's bad. It's bad, Elizabeth. It's bad if you step outside your door. Now, it don't make no difference what color you are.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? People that have lost their minds. You understand? Rich and poor. Black and white. Yellow and every other kind. Have lost their minds. It's within us. Children, that's even worse. Do you understand? And for what they mean to you, come on back, you see, and try to look into these things and see that there's nothing on earth any greater than you have in the Holy Spirit. That's the only hope. There is no other hope. Now, say, of you being born. And it is the Holy Spirit that will change this one to another one. It will never be none of them works that you've done. You understand?
All right.
I hope you've gotten something.
Amen.
Maybe me something good. Go away from all the now lives and all this stuff. Go away from that. If you want to talk about it, all kinds of things. I would have come if I had two plants of faith. And none say, well, my wife had it. And none say, well, if it hadn't been for my husband. None say, well, my baby would take it. You understand?
Yes.
None say, well, I'd go to the bottom off you.
Yes.
That's it. You understand? None of them sorry I couldn't make it. You understand? Well, I'll give you two thoughts. There would be some ways. There would be some imagination. When you see, and when it's really, that sun up there is almost darker than a million, a thousand midnight, it is, compared to the real
light.
Yes, indeed. And all these natural things, nothing else but reflection of God. And God intended from the very beginning to make and to create a new heaven and a new earth. And that's why my soul died, not the light, but the dead sun, that the time was in him. But that you create within you. And then, you live in God. Without peace of faith, without peace of faith. And you'll have to do it too.
All right.
It's one.